again, I would direct you to Psalm 32 and verse 8. Psalm 32 and verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Psalm 32 and verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. As most of you know, we attempted to look a little at these words this morning. We noticed that these words are the words of the Lord to his children. The Lord will instruct his children. He will lead them forth by the right way. He will not only lead them in providential things, but spiritual things also. And my friends, I would say here that the Lord has said, thou shalt remember all the way I've led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. And my friends, I ask the question, can you and I look back? Can we remember anything? Has the Lord instructed us? Has he led us in his paths? Has he stopped us in the way? Has he made a way where there seemed no way? Has he healed us? Healed us in body? Healed us in soul? Have we got any evidences that the Lord has instructed us? Have we got any evidence that he is instructing us now, preparing us for eternity? Does he deliver us from self and Satan and the world? There are many things to lure us away from God, but I will instruct thee. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. And my friends, we won't be able to go in the pathway that we thought we would go. There'll be many, many changes that come, which are wrought by the Lord. We shall walk in paths that we had never thought of. We'll have to do things that we didn't think we could do, and we couldn't do them in ourselves. But by his grace and his strength, we can do these things. And I think it was Paul said that he could do all things in Christ Jesus. The Lord gives the strength. He gives the willing spirit. My friends, the Lord's children, at times they venture into paths that their natural instinct says, but you can't go in that pathway. You couldn't do that. But my friends, we have to prove this, that the Lord instructs us. He instructs us in the way that we are to go. This is the way, walk ye in it. We have to go forward. Though at times we're empty. My friends, how many times the Lord's children have seen his wonder working hand appear. They've had a pathway to walk in. They've had no strength, but strength has been given. they are being constrained to have something done, perhaps to the house of God. Perhaps there's need of repairs. Various things need to be maintained. They have not any money, but they're constrained to have it done. They give the order. The Lord provides. They prove. They have proved that the Lord has appeared. He has made a way where there seemed no way. It wasn't presumption. They may have well given the order and then been tempted by the adversary that it was presumption and the money would never be forthcoming. But my friends, they have proved the faithfulness of their God. God had put it into their hand, into their heart. They trusted in him. They ventured forward. My friends, I've seen a few godly men that have had the responsibilities of chapels, and I've seen them, just a few, that have been constrained to have much work done to the house of God where they attended, had it renovated, cost thousands and thousands of pounds. Been done. The Lord provided the money. The money came in. They wondered. They stood amazed. And my friends, it seemed that was of the Lord. It was of the Lord, I believe. And when the work was finished, they were taken home. I've seen it. More than once, where these godly souls have been constrained by the Lord to do these things, and then he has taken them out. Ah, my friends, I will instruct thee in the way that thou shalt go. There are strange and mysterious things at times. There is venturing. Faith is given to venture. Look at that beautiful chapter we read together in Genesis of Abraham's servant. Oh, that is a beautiful chapter. We see the wonders of God in his guidance, his preparation, his providing. We see the faith that Abraham's servant had. He prayed his way along. True, he had fears. True, he was tried and tempted. True, he met the obstacles before they even came. Well, they didn't come, did they? But that's just like you and me. We always meet trouble very often before it comes, and if we have a pathway to walk in, we say, well, they won't come, and what if they don't, and so on. But you see, this was of the Lord. The Lord was in it. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. And the Lord requires his children at times to go forward. They don't know what's before. But like Rebecca, when she was asked, wilt thou go with this man? I will go. She'd never seen him before in her life. She'd never met Isaac, who was going to be her husband. But she went. The Lord was in it. And my friends, how good it is when in the course of the Lord's providence there is an unfolding, when he brings two together. And my friends, how good it is when we see the Lord bring two together and they are blessed. When they are blessed, both of them, with a tender fear of God. Why? They can walk humbly together. They can understand one another. They walk in the same paths. They have the double portion. They have the natural love. They have the spiritual love. And so, my friends, I will instruct and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. And so Isaac, he must have a godly wife. Yes. Rebecca is to be his wife. And how Abraham was in commanded his servant to go to fetch a wife. We may look upon it as being strange. We're not used to these sort of things in this country, but that's how they worked in that day. But my friends, it was more than the flesh. God was in it. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee, this servant of Abraham. He was a God-fearing man. He prayed his way along. Yes. He blessed the Lord. He thanked the Lord. He didn't go and get what he wanted and then forget God, like so many do. No. The Lord heard his prayer. The Lord guided him. He asked for tokens. The Lord gave him those tokens. It was a venture, a great venture. But I will instruct thee. And my friends, I believe the Lord puts it into the hearts of his children to pray for these things. Yes. Ah, my friends, the Lord, if he gives you and I a spirit of prayer for something, then there'll be the answers. There'll be the answers. And my friends, you won't be able to give him any peace until you have the answer. Oh, my friends, I believe there have been just a few times when I have been in that pathway. You say only a few times. Haven't you prayed many times in your life? Ah, my friends, I feel there have been thousands upon thousands of times when I have prayed, but I fear they have been formal. My friends, you may pray every day of your life, but how many times is it of his blessed spirit? They're searching things, my friends. But have there been a few times when you have had to pray your way along, when you have sought for something? I may have told you this before, I don't know whether I have or not, but it will bear repeating if I have. just to set forth what I am trying to say and to show the Lord's faithfulness, but also to show how he will test us. I once was venturing to preach one Sunday morning, and I had a journey of about 100 miles to go, and I trusted the Lord had given me a text. I don't know when he gave it to me, whether I had it that morning or the day before or when, I don't know. But I do know this, that as I journeyed up that Sunday morning, I begged the Lord that if the text was of him, that he would cause him 477 to be given out. And after I had prayed for it, I realized, and I was tempted by the adversary, that how could that him be given out unless there was a death? Because it is a hymn on death. But my friends, I couldn't reverse it. I couldn't withdraw. And I prayed and prayed all through the day and the rest of the journey that it might be so. And when I got to the chapel and the service commenced, each hymn I looked to see whether it was that hymn. I listened carefully, but it wasn't. But it came to the last hymn at the end of the day. And it was given out. And there wasn't a death. And Satan was a liar. But the Lord, my friends, had heard that prayer which I believe he had put into my heart to ask for. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. And sometimes, my friends, we shall ask for hard things. And the devil and the flesh will say, now that's impossible, that will never be. You won't get that. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there? My friends, we have to prove the power of God, that he is almighty. He can, he does, he delivers us out of the lion's mouth. He can and does deliver us out of the hospitals. We are brought low. We are brought in the pathway of affliction. But the Lord can deliver us. He does deliver us. He has delivered us. He will deliver us. If we're his children, my friends, he will deliver us. He'll take us to be forever with himself at last. Because he has gone to prepare a place for us. What a blessed prospect. My friends, have we got grace in our hearts? Can we trust in our God? Do we trust in him? Do we trust him to instruct us and teach us in the way that we are to go? This strange and mysterious way, God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps on the sea and rides upon the storm. These are the things that his children will prove. Yeah. You'll still come into the storm though. the storm will be made quiet. It will be made calm. There will be peace in the mind. I will instruct thee and lead thee and teach thee in the path that thou shalt go. There are those times, my friends, when we have to be proved. The disciples had to be proved. The Lord commanded that they should get into the boat, into the ship, and go to the other side of the waters. They obeyed. They went. What did they find? Why, when they got well out into the midst of the waters and in the darkness of the night, the storm raged. The storm raged. Oh, my friends, have you been there? Or are you there? You've ventured to walk in a pathway that you trust the Lord had led you in. It might be in connection with your religion, your profession, the ordinances of his house. It might be in natural providential things, but there's been obedience. There's been a venturing. The disciples ventured in obedience to the Lord. Our flesh says, well, if you're obedient to the Lord, it'll be all right. Everything will be all right. There'll be peace. The enemies will be dealt with. What did the disciples find? They found the storm. The storm was made calm, but don't forget, they had to endure a certain time in that storm first until the Lord came. My friends, the enemy is often permitted to come to trouble us before the Lord delivers us out of his hand. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. This is the way, walk ye in it. In this storm, in this rough pathway, through this tribulation. But in it, there'll be teaching. Yes, there'll be teaching. The Lord will teach us that we are to trust in him. We're not to look to man. We're not to rely upon man. We're not to trust in man. We're not to listen to the devil. We're to trust in the Lord. We're to obey him. We're to follow him. We're to keep our eyes fixed on him. We're to venture forward. We're still to press forward, toiling and rowing, not giving up, not turning back. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. In that profession, when the Lord exercises the heart, when he says, this is the way, walk ye in it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Oh, my friends, how many have paced up and down. How many have paced up and down the road, dare not go and knock at the man's door, the deacon, or the minister. Gone home, perhaps. And oh, how their hearts have been smitten, smote, guilt, temptation. But my friends, the Lord's word follows them, and they've had to go. There's been no peace till they have gone. I will instruct. instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. The blessedness of it, the mercy of it. But my friends, don't expect it to be a pathway of peace and comfort all the way. There will be those blessed times when we shall have an answer, a good conscience, when we shall feel the Lord is with us, when we shall know and feel his blessing upon us. They're sweet times. But oh my friends, we are to trust in him. Yes. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. I will guide thee with mine eye. My friends, I believe we read in the margin that the Lord will watch over us. He'll watch over us. He does. He watches over us. My friends, the Lord watches over us and he instructs us and teaches us in the way that we are to go. He watches over us to see if we're obedient. He watches to see whether we go forward or backward. Oh, my friends, what a mercy it is that the Lord's eye is upon us. Yes, his eye is upon us. He sees us wherever we are. He sees when we're low, when we're cast down, when we're tempted. He sees us at all times. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, and I will guide thee with mine eye. My friends, oh, how good it is to know and to realize that we're in his hands, that he is ours, that he guides us, that he leads us, that he stops us, that he prompts us. I say, my friends, where would we be today had it not been for the Lord's instruction, for his promptings? I'm sure we wouldn't be in the house of God here today. But my friends, the Lord has dealt with us. He has instructed us. He has taught us. He still is. Yes, he still is. If we're his children, it will go on. It will go down to the end of our life. And it is needful. Yes, we shall need it down to the end. We should need the Lord's eye to be upon us. My friends, does it ever trouble you and I when we think of our actions, our words, our conduct, and realize that the Lord's eye is upon us? Does it cause us to bow our head in shame sometimes? When we realize that the Lord has seen us, seen our thoughts, oh my friends, these things are all known to the Lord. The Lord sees and knows us through and through. Nothing is hid from him. well, oh, may the Lord lead us on in his paths. May we know more and more of this blessed instruction and teaching. Oh, may we feel again and again that his eye is upon us. May the Lord bless a few things for his name's sake.
Thank you.
might ere long be able to say, "Our Jesus has done all things well." Lord, do forgive what thou hast seen and missed this day. Make up where we have failed. Be with us now as we separate. Take us to our homes in peace and safety. And now may the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.